拆解一下。
Let's break it down.
昨晚小米预期 GT 发布会。
Last night, Xiaomi announced the launch of the GT series.
不用看。
Don't look.
我想还是老套路，煽情加秀肌肉。
I still prefer the classic formula of emotional manipulation and flexing muscles.
首先
First,
这车肯定还是为精英打造，适合事业有成。
This car is definitely designed for professionals who are successful in their careers.
注重出行品味的。
For those who value their travel experience.
好像来一台 GT, 马上就成了精英式的。
It seems that having the GT car is enough to become a VIP.
其实你看，雷总多低调，几千亿的富豪。
Actually, looking at Lei, he's so low-key, a billionaire.
每天午饭三分钟。
3 minutes for lunch every day.
一天平均11个会。
11 hours on average per day.
每周工作6-7天。
Work 6 or 7 days a week.
每日工作15-16个小时。
Work for 15 to 16 hours a day.
从不自诩精英。
Never seek out the elite.
你看大家多好。
I think everyone is good.
掏个38.99W, 马上就是精英。
3899, and you'll be an elite in no time.
比雷总强百倍。
He is 10 times stronger than Bill.
你要是这样想。
If you think so.
雷总可就乐开花了。38.99W, 卖一个精英。值。
Mr. Lei will be very happy to sell a set of 38.99 for 1 point of elite value.
如果能像预期那样
If it goes as expected.
3分钟大定20万台。
3 minutes to set up 20,000 machines.
那就是20万个精英。
That's 20,000 elites.
雷总瞬间打造，大家伙。
Mr. Lei instantly created a large-scale project.
万分感谢。
Thank you very much.
才是。再看雷总，38.99W 乘以20万。
The total amount is 38.99 multiplied by 200,000.
就是780个亿。
That's 780 million.
听清了，是780亿。
The total amount is 780 billion.
不是780万啊。
It's not 780,000.
雷总24小时不睡觉。
Mr. Lei didn't sleep for 24 hours.
数钱数到手软。
Count until your fingers are numb.
要精英二字。
The two words elite.
干嘛？赚钱才是硬道理。
What is the hard truth?
掏钱的都是精英。
Those who pay are the elites.
就是不知道到时车贷还不上了。
I don't know what to do when the car loan is not paid.
你还愿意不愿意再当这个精英？
Are you willing to continue being an elite?
其实真正的精英还需要这 38.99W 来证明吗？
Do we really need 38.99 to prove that true elites need it?
再有就是秀肌肉。
The other is to show off muscles.
就是拿刚在纽北赛道最快7分22秒。
That's the fastest time of 7 minutes and 22 seconds he achieved on the new circuit in Newcastle.
755的圈速及弯道之王来说事儿。
Regarding the speed of 7.55 and the king of the corner.
我不怀疑这个速度。
I don't doubt this speed.
但是我质疑这里的话术。
However, I question the rhetoric here.
第一，这个速度是小米自称再次刷新。
The first one is the speed that Xiaomi claims to have refreshed again.
并未出示纽北新证书。
Did not present the new Brighton certificate.
第二，弯道之王是自诩，纽北赛道五十个弯，三十二胜，十七负。
The second best team is the team that claims to be the best in the Kalbach circuit with 50 wins, 17 losses, and 32 races.
一平是有鼻子有眼。
One flat with a nose and eyes.
但纽北从未认证过角逐弯道胜负。
However, Newt never certified the outcome of the race.
这类统计。保时捷也未承认过。
This statistic has also been denied by Porsche.
第三个。
Third.
小米用的是测试车。
Xiaomi is using a test car.
只能在赛道上跑。
Only run on the track.
不能上街。保时捷用的是量产车。
A Porsche that can't be driven on the street is a mass-produced car.
可上街跑。
You can go for a run.
我说这些，有些人肯定又会说我跪久了。
I said that some people will definitely say I have been kneeling for too long.
站不起来了。
I can't stand up.
那好。
Okay.
那我就拆解一下这个测试车。
Okay, I'll disassemble this test car.
首先，以上成绩是预期 GT 这个量产车加了赛道专业套装跑出来的。
First, the results are the expected GT performance of the production car with the track package.
这个套装可不是发布会上那个优惠价 1.4 万一套的那套，是根本不卖的。
This set is not the one that was sold at the launch event for 14,000 yuan a set. It's not for sale.
也是不允许上路跑的。
Also not allowed to run on the road.
拿这个成绩来刺激卖车。
Use this result to stimulate car sales.
有挂羊头。
There are sheep with their heads hanging.
卖狗肉之前。
Accused of selling dog meat.
那测试车都改了什么呢?
What modifications have been made to the test car?
具体点就是轮胎后轮加宽。
Specifically, the rear wheels are wider.
由295的街胎换成了325的半热熔赛道胎。
The 295 tires were replaced with 325 semi-slick racing tires.
还有就是拆改部分内饰，加装了防滚架。
And also, I modified some of the interior parts and installed a roll bar.
其主要目的就是平衡整车重量和保障车手安全。
Its main purpose is to balance the overall vehicle weight and ensure the safety of the driver.
注意啊。
Please note.
整车再平衡非常重要。
A complete vehicle balance is very important.
这是直线跑快、弯道跑稳的重要因素。
This is an important factor for running fast in the straight and stable in the curve.
以上两点都是量产车不能实现的。
The above two points are not achievable in mass production.
再说说轮胎。后
Let's talk about the tires.
后轮295的普通胎换成了325的半热熔胎。
The original tires of the second generation, 95, were replaced with semi-heat-resistant tires of the 325.
抓地力成倍的增加了。
The grip has increased by a factor of 10.
为什么？轮胎加宽了。
Why did the tires get wider?
3厘米，高达325毫米，都近一尺一了。
3 centimeters is about 1.25 feet.
比 F1 赛车的前轮胎还宽。
The front tires of the car are wider than the front tires of a Formula One car.
想一想，到近前看一看。
Think about looking at something up close.
这胎宽得多唬人吧。
This is so wide, it's intimidating.
再有就是这种半热熔胎。
The other is this half-spun yarn.
胎纹少，又软又平。
Faint, soft, and flat.
常温甘露。
Temperate bliss.
抓地力极强。
Excellent grip.
但低温雨水就极差。
But the low temperature rain is very bad.
很难在常规的日常使用。
It's difficult to use in everyday life.
而且这种轮胎超贵还不耐磨。
Moreover, these tires are very expensive and not durable.
普通胎一套四条。
A full set of normal babies, four legs.
也就是个六至八千块。
That's about 6,000 to 8,000 yuan.
像这种胎一套四条，要15,000 to 18,000.
Like this set of four, it costs from 15,000 to 18,000.
普通胎常规能跑个3,000-4,000公里。
A normal baby can run 3-40,000 kilometers.
这种半热熔胎最多也就能跑个大几千公里。
This semi-cushioned tire can only last for a few thousand kilometers at most.
如果跑纽北
If you run to the north,
也就是跑一圈20公里。
That is, to run 20 kilometers.
最多也跑不了两圈。
At most, it can only run for 2 laps.
因此
Therefore,
纽北的圈速38.99万。
Novo's lap time is 38.99.
那台量产车换个神仙开。
Even if a production car is driven by a god,
也达不到。7-8秒的圈速就别做梦了。
Don't even dream of achieving a lap time of 7 or 8 seconds.
雷总在发布会上
Mr. Lei at the press conference.
大秀7:22.755的纽北圈速，刷掉了奥迪 RSQ8.
NBL North Bay achieved a record-breaking time of 7:22.75, surpassing Audi RSQ8 by 8 seconds.
碾压了保时捷卡宴。
Crushed a Porsche Cayenne.
但这又与 38.99 万那款有什么关系呢？
And how does this relate to the 38.9 million yuan in donations?
只说极速。而决然不提
Don't mention it.
以上改装件
The above modifications
并不对普通用户售卖，也并未重点强调量产版与测试车的明显区别。
It did not sell to ordinary users and did not emphasize the obvious differences between the mass-produced version and the test car.
而是强硬地把赛道成绩与 38.99 万的售价强行绑定宣传。
Instead, they forcefully link the track performance with the exorbitant price of 389,900.
强化了用户
Strengthened users.
只要花 38.99 万就能买到纽北最快 SUV 的印象。
The impression of buying the fastest SUV in New City for 389,900.
这是典型的营销话术。
This is a typical marketing tactic.
正是前一段奥迪高管点名批评的。
This is exactly what the Audi executives criticized earlier.
再有就是我本人支持不受控制的马力不值一提。
What I mean is that my personal support for unrestrained horsepower is insignificant.
反对500匹以上的大马力。
Against more than 500 horsepower.
无条件上街， 上街就是对无辜路人的冒犯。
Going out without any conditions is a violation of innocent pedestrians.
雷总
Mr. Lei
在发布会上极尽溢美之词
praising to the fullest extent at the press conference
夸赞 JT 用不尽的动力
praise JRT for its endless power
而只字不提这种大马力上路后的危险
And it doesn't mention the dangers of driving a powerful vehicle at all.
难道你忘了上次三个女孩不幸殒命之后?
Did you forget about the last time three girls died tragically?
你说的,你着不的,安全是第一位的,安全是基础。
He said that safety is the first priority and safety is the foundation.
这句话了吗
Is this right?
在商言
In business
钱商钱是大家一分一分辛苦
Shankiran jidar jir yifen yifen zin ku
赚的怎么花
How to spend the money
是你自己的权利
It's your right
但愿不是 38.99 万买了一个伪精英
I hope it's not a fake elite bought for 38.99 million.
还给日后的用车带来不测的危险隐患。
This poses an unknown risk to future use.